Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 13, Devotional Service in Attachment, Part 3, Bhava. Lord Chaitanya then described the ultimate goal of devotional service, which is meant for one who wants to attain perfection. When one's attachment to Krishna becomes very deep, one attains the condition called love of Godhead. And such a state of existence is considered the permanent situation for the devotee. In this regard, Kaviraja Goswami offered respectful obeisances to Lord Chaitanya for his sublime teachings of love of Godhead. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chirad Adatam Nijagupta Vitam Swaprema Namamritam Ati Udara Apamaram Yo Vitatara Gaura Krishno Janebhyastam Ahang Prapadye. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, who other than you has ever awarded such pure devotional service? O most magnanimous incarnation of the Personality of Godhead, for my part, I offer my respectful obeisances unto this incarnation known as Gaura Krishna. In Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, we find this verse: Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryamshu Samya Bhak Ruchi Vishchitta Masrinya Krid Asau Bhava Uchyate. The state of being in love with the Godhead is compared to the sunshine emanating from the sun, and this shining makes the devotee's heart more and more lovely. The heart of such a devotee is situated in the transcendental position beyond even the mode of goodness. The process for making the heart even more sterilized by the sunshine of love is thus called bhava. And a description of bhava is given by Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Samyan masrinita svanto mamat vatisha yankitaha bhava sa eva sandratma buddhai prema nigadyate. Bhava is called the permanent characteristic of the living entity, and the crucial point of progress for bhava is called the marginal state of love of Godhead. And when the bhava state becomes deeper and deeper, learned devotees call it love of Godhead. As stated in the Narada Pancharatra, Ananya Mamata Vishnau Mamata Prema Sangata Bhaktir Iti Uchyate Bhishma Prahladodhava Naradai. When one is firmly convinced that Vishnu is the only object of love and worship, and that there is no one else, not even a demigod, worthy of receiving devotional service, then one feels intimacy in his or her love relationship with God. And this is approved by such personalities as Bhishma, Prahlad, Uddhava, and Narada. If due to some righteous activities which provoke devotional service, one is influenced by the service attitude and takes shelter of the good association of pure devotees, then he or she develops attachment for hearing and chanting. And by developing hearing and chanting, one can advance further and further in regulative devotional service to the Supreme Lord. And as one so advances, his or her misgivings about devotional service and one's attraction for the material world proportionately diminish. By advancing in hearing and chanting, the devotee becomes more firmly fixed in his or her faith, and gradually one's initial faith develops into a taste for devotional service, and that taste gradually develops into attachment. When attachment becomes pure, it exhibits the two characteristics known as bhava and rati. And when rati increases, it is called love of Godhead. And love of Godhead is the ultimate goal of human life. This entire process is summarized by Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Adau Shraddha Tatat Sadhu Sangotha Vajana Kriya Tato Narata Nivritti Syat Tato Nishtha Ruchi Stataha Atasakti Stato Bhavas Tatat Premab Yudanchati Sadakanam Ayang Prena Pradur Bhave Bhavet Krama. The first requirement is faith, for it is due to faith that one associates with pure devotees, and by such association one develops devotional service. As devotional service develops, one's misgivings diminish. Then one is situated in firm conviction, and from that conviction one develops a taste for devotional service, and then advances to the stage of attachment, whereby he or she follows the regulative principles of devotional service. After that point, after one makes further progress, one attains the state called bhava, which is permanent. When such love of Godhead increases, it reaches the highest stage of love of Godhead. In the Sanskrit language, this highest stage is called prema, and prema can be defined as love of God without any expectation of exchange or return. Actually, the words prema and love are not synonymous, and yet one can say that prema is the highest stage of love. For one who has attained prema is the most perfect human being. The third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam also confirms this statement. Satang prasangam mamavirya sangvido bhavanti ritkarna rasayana katha taj joshanad ashu apavarga vartmani sraddha ratir bhaktir anupramishyati. Only by the association of pure devotees can one develop a taste for Krishna consciousness. And when he or she tries to apply Krishna consciousness in one's life, then one can achieve everything up to the stage of bhava and prema. Kshantir avyartha kalatvang viraktir mana shunyata asha bandha samutkandha nama gane sada ruchi asaktistad gunakyane pritistad vasati stale iti adayo anubhava sur jata bhavankure jane. Lord Chaitanya, describing the symptoms of a person who has developed from faith to the stage of bhava, states that such a person is never agitated, even if there are causes for such agitation. Nor does such a person waste his or her time even for a moment. One is always anxious to do something for Krishna. Even if one has no engagement, he or she will find some work to do for Krishna's satisfaction. Nor does such a person like anything which is not connected with Krishna. And although one is situated in the best position, he or she does not hanker after honor or personal respect. One is confident in his or her work, and one is never under the impression that he or she is not making progress towards the supreme goal of life, going back to Godhead. Although one is fully convinced of his or her progress, one is always confident and keeps oneself busy just to achieve the highest goal. He or she is very much attached to gratifying the Lord and enchanting or hearing about the Lord, and one is always attached to describing the transcendental qualities of the Lord. He or she also prefers to live in holy places like Mathura, Vrindavan, and Dwaraka. And so, all these characteristics are visible in one who has developed to the stage of Bhava. Maharaj Parikshit offers a good example of Bhava, for when sitting on the banks of the Ganges, waiting to meet his death, Parikshit said, Tangmopayatang pratiyantu vipra, Ganga cha devi drita chittam ishe, Dvijo pasrishta kuhakasta takshakova, Dashatu alang gayata Vishnu gatha. O, you brahmanas present here, all of you, as well as Mother Ganges, should know that I am a soul completely surrendered to Krishna. I do not mind if I am immediately bitten by the snake sent by the Brahmana boy's curse. Let the snake bite me as it likes, for I shall be pleased if all of you present here will go on chanting the message of Krishna. Such a devotee is always anxious to see that his or her time is not wasted in anything which is not connected with Krishna. Similarly, he or she does not like the benefits derived from fruitive activity, yogic meditation, or the cultivation of knowledge. One's attachment is to discourses which are favorably related to Krishna. Such pure devotees of the Lord always pray to the Supreme Lord with tears in their eyes. Their minds are always engaged in recollecting the activities of the Lord, and their bodies are always engaged in offering obeisances. In this way, they are satisfied. So, any devotee who is acting in devotional service dedicates his or her life and body for the purpose of the Lord. King Bharata, after whom India is called Bharatavarsha, was also a pure devotee and, at an early age, left his household life, his devoted beautiful wife, his son, friends and kingdom, just as if they were stool. This is typical of a person who has developed bhava in devotional service. Such a person thinks of him or herself as the most wretched, and one's only satisfaction is in thinking that someday or other, Krishna will be kind enough to favor one by engaging him or her in devotional service. In the Padma Purana, another instance of pure devotion can be found. Harau Rating Vahan Esha Narendranang Shikamani Biksham Atan Aripure Shvapakam Apivandate. There it is recorded that King Bharata, although the most elevated of human beings, was found begging from door to door, and was even praying to the Chandalas, the lowest members of human society. It was Sanatana Goswami who later composed this verse, Na prema sravanadi bhaktir apiva yogota va vaishnavo jnanam va shubhakarma va kiyad aho saj jatir api astiva hinartha dika sadhake Twayi tatapi achedya mula sati he gopi jana vallabha vyatayate ha ha mad ashaiva mam. I am poor in love of Godhead, and I have no asset for hearing about devotional service, nor do I have any understanding of the science of devotional service. nor do I have any cultivation of knowledge, nor do I have any righteous activities to my credit. Why, I am not even born in a high family. But nonetheless, O darling of the damsels of Braja, O Krishna, I still maintain hopes of achieving you, and these hopes are always disturbing me. Such a devotee, being touched deeply by such strong desires, always chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this regard, the following verse by Bilva Mangala appears in his Krishna Karnamrita. Twat chaisavantri bhuvanad bhutam iti avehi mach chapalancha tavava mama vadi gamyam tatkin karomi viralang murali vilasi mugdhang mukambujam udikshitum ikshanabhyam. O Krishna, O wonderful flute player, the beauty of your boyhood activities is very wonderful in this world. You know the agitation of my mind, and I know what you are. No one knows how confidential our relationship is. And although my eyes are anxious to see you and your beautiful face, still I cannot see you. So please, let me know what I shall do. A similar passage appears in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in which Rupa Goswami states, Rodana Bindu Maranda Syandi Drig Indivaradya Govinda Tava Madhura Swara Kanti Gayati Namava Ling Bala. O Govinda, this young girl Radha, with tears in her eyes, is crying in a sweet voice, chanting your glories. Such pure devotees are always anxious to describe the glories of Krishna and to live in a place where Krishna exhibited his pastimes. And once again, a similar verse appears in Krishna Karnamrita. Madhurang madhurang vapur asya vibhor Madhurang madhurang vadanang madhuram Madugandhi Ridusmitam Etad Aho Madhurang 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 Madhuram. Oh, the body of Krishna is so nice, and Krishna's face is so beautiful. Everything about Krishna is sweet and fragrant. And in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Tadahang Yamuna Tire Namani Tava Kirtayan Udbashpa Pundaritaksha Rachayishyami Tandavam. O Lotus-Eyed One, when will I be able to always chant your holy name? And being so inspired by that chanting, when will I be able to dance on the banks of the Yamuna? Thus, all these descriptions of the bhava stage of devotional service were quoted by Lord Chaitanya to Sanatan Goswami. Dhanyasyayang navaprema yasyong milati chetasi antar vanibir api asya mudra sushtu su durgama. Next, Lord Chaitanya proceeded to describe the symptoms of actual love for Krishna. Lord Chaitanya informed Sanatan Goswami that no one can understand that person who has developed love for Krishna. No one can understand such a person's words, activities, or their symptoms. Even if one is very learned, still, it is very difficult for one to understand the pure devotee who is in love with the Supreme Lord, Krishna. This is also confirmed in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Evang vratasva priya nama kirtya जातानुरागो द्रुतचित्त उच्छाय हसति अतो रोदति राउति गायति उन्मादवनृत्यति लोकभायः. A person engaged in devotional service becomes heartsick when singing the glories of the Supreme Lord. Because the Lord is very dear to the devotee, when the devotee glorifies the Lord's name, fame, and so on, one becomes almost like an insane man. And in that condition, one sometimes laughs, sometimes cries, and sometimes dances. The devotee continues in this way without even considering his or her situation. And by gradually developing one's love of Godhead, he or she increases one's affection, one's emotion, and one's ecstasy. Such attachment, Mahabhava, is the highest stage of devotional love. And it may be likened to sugar candy, which is the most powerful form of sugar. Love of God can gradually develop in such a way that transcendental pleasure is increased to the highest stage for the real devotee. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 13, Devotional Service in Attachment, Part 3, Bhava. Recorded August 5, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Cause of all causes, He has no origin other than Himself. Everything is emanating from Him. Govinda, Govinda, I just worship Govinda. He is not void, He's not impersonal. His form is spiritual, not material. And His beauty is the most attractive. Govinda, Govinda, I belong to Govinda. He is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. He is the reservoir of all our pleasure. Govinda, Govinda, black and beautiful. He is the goal of meditation. And when you chant His name, He reveals Himself. He's far beyond the range of sense perception. Govinda, Govinda, no one's greater than Govinda. Twamadi Deva Purusha Purana Twamasya Visvasya Param Nidhanam. Govinda, Govinda, black and beautiful. no effort. He controls the cosmos. He is the source of the whole creation. Govinda, Govinda, black and beautiful. Govinda.